Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, November 6th, 2021. Today he is reminding us what it means to be awake. To be awake is your God-given right. All is unfolding precisely as our dear and beloved Father intends. It always does. No other unfoldment is possible. Therefore, allow yourselves to relax as the tsunami of love continues to warmly and completely envelop the earth and all the sentient lives who are presently experiencing a very realistic but utterly unreal sense of separation as individual beings. Only love is real, nothing else is necessary or possible, as you all know at the depths of your being, even though at present that awareness seems to be unavailable or hidden from you. This is not the case. It is not hidden from you. You have just chosen to be unable to see, sense, or know reality as you continue to engage with the drama that being human entails. Over the eons, there have been quite a large number who, after years or lifetimes of engaging with this drama, have allowed themselves to become aware of their divine nature, and who have then shared that knowledge with anyone who asks them for it. Often those who ask find themselves unable to accept or understand what is offered because they have such a strong belief that the illusion is all that is real. This conviction has been changing very rapidly over the last few decades as increasing numbers of humans allow themselves to become at least a little bit aware of their divine nature and consequently set out on the spiritual quest that will expand that sense of awareness. Many of them write books and offer talks so that others may also start becoming aware that they too are divine beings as they step out on the paths that these books or talks help them to see and encourages them to at least investigate them. The rate at which humanity's collective sense of conscious awareness is reaching out to millions who are still very much asleep is accelerating as it nudges them gently and lovingly towards becoming aware that that awareness is their natural state, a state from which their egos can no longer keep them fully disengaged. To be awake is to be aware that who you are is a state of conscious awareness, constantly in the presence of and at one with Mother, Father, God, Source, Love, fully alive in peace and joy with all life. To be awake is your God-given right, but instead you chose to forget that and enter into a dream state that most severely limits your knowledge of who you truly are. And the drama of that state, its egotistical and narcissistic self-absorption, became an addictive distraction to which you have clung for a very long time. It is the me-me-me syndrome which has led to great dysfunction and disagreement among so many of you. You are all very easily able to observe and negatively judge that syndrome in others, even though for many generations it had seemed to be totally normal. But it demands great courage and self-acceptance to acknowledge that it also operates through yourselves in times of fear or stress. As humans inform, you did require egos to call attention to yourselves in infancy and early childhood so that your survival needs could be acknowledged and provided for by your caregivers, parents, family members, teachers, and friends. But as you grew and matured in a welcoming and loving environment, that requirement should fall away, as you yourselves began to engage only lovingly with others most of the time, just as had been demonstrated so lovingly to you. However, vast numbers of humans have not spent the majority of their early lives in a completely loving environment, but have instead had to deal with pain, suffering, and trauma that has severely affected their personal outlook on life and on others. What is occurring now is that many are coming to an awareness that for life to work harmoniously for humanity, which is what the majority desire, people have to engage with one another with trust and love, in spite of their earlier experiences of betrayal of that essential trust, which led to shock, trauma, pain, suffering, conflict, resentment, and even hatred. This awareness that there must be a better way, to quote Bill Thetford from the book A Course in Miracles, has been growing and intensifying over the last few decades, and many groups have formed all across the world with the intent to work together in harmonious and honest cooperation, enabling a move away from the mistrust and suspicion that has for so long been endemic and which has seemed essential to your safety and survival. This major change in attitude in so many is happening because so many of you reading this and other similar material are setting the daily intent to be only loving whatever arises in your daily lives. As I have told you before, doing just this and nothing else is extremely powerful because every individual energy field has an effect on the whole human energy field, which is presently also being magnificently and wondrously embraced by the tsunami of love which is streaming abundantly across the planet, touching all. There is no one who is not being powerfully influenced by it. So, once again, I will remind you to go within daily, even if you do not feel or experience any sense of the positive effect that you are having worldwide, and relax totally as you set that most powerful intent and sit quietly with it for at least a few minutes. By doing this, you are changing yourselves, moving away from reliance on your fear-based egos, and constantly expressing your true nature, love. You incarnated to do this because you knew how powerful and effective it would be, and I am with you all as your intuition or God-given guidance to keep reminding you of this, because as humans it is very easy for you to get drawn into the drama of the unreal dream or game, forget your intent, and engage with it egotistically instead of lovingly. Don't forget that you are in every moment fully supported by your teams in the non-physical realms, who are watching over you, encouraging you, and cheering you on. So call on them when you have any doubts or anxieties, and listen so that you may hear and access their most loving assistance as you join with them in sharing and extending love to all of humanity. Your loving brother, Jesus.